Thanks for helping me in, Professor. I feel so horrible for distracting you from your busy schedule. I honestly can't think what I would have done if you didn't show up. Oh, that? I just locked the door. My neighbor sometimes walks around drunk, and sometimes stumbles into the wrong apartment. But anyways, enough about her. Let me get you that drink I promised you. And you're sure you just wanted water, right? I can't entice you into anything else. Oh, not that I have alcohol or anything in my apartment, of course. I'm not that kind of girl. A college student more interested in finding the hottest party than the pursuit of knowledge has no place in my class. Your own words from the very first day of class. Yeah, I suppose I remember a lot of things you say. I just have a knack for remembering important things. Like, I still laugh when I think about how you totally shut down that idiot Carter when he was trying to heckle you that one time. Third day of class, I believe. Yes, he's always been a bit of a nuisance, hasn't he? I've always hated how he'd interrupt your words and try to ridicule you. Not that he ever succeeded, of course. He's a fool. And you, Professor, you've always been such an amazing... I mean, you're so inspiring and motivating and handsome and so kind to me and... Oh, water! Right, sorry. How could I forget? Sorry, I'll just 1 second, please. I'll be right back. I should let you know that you won't have to worry about Carter being a distraction in your class anymore. I heard he's moving away. Far, far away. Yes, isn't that pleasant news? And now that we won't have any more chatter from him and his peanut gallery in the back, I can just focus more on you. You know, your words and your class and your voice. Oh, here's your water. Sorry for the wait. I just had to prepare it. No, drink up, please. It was no hassle at all. I promise. Yep. Every last drop. Good, right? Oh, weird. Did it taste funny? I guess the water here tastes weird sometimes. But it goes down smooth, I promise you. Here, I'll take that glass for you. Now then, could I offer you something to eat? Oh? You've gotta go? To your girlfriend's house? I wasn't aware that you had a girlfriend. How careless of me. Oh no. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm so clumsy. I just get so frazzled sometimes and I didn't know that you had a first aid kit. I am bleeding, aren't I? Such a pretty red. Oh, right. First aid kit, it's in the pantry in the kitchen. I'll get it. No, Professor, please. I'll get it. No, please don't go in there. Professor, no, not that door. Professor, you weren't supposed to see that. Not yet, anyway. Not until you knew. Who is that? That's Carter, of course. And he's like that because he disrespected you. No one disrespects my professor, after all. I hate the thought of this spoiled little boy speaking back to you, of all people, when you were so kind to teach us every day. Where are you going? What do you mean, Professor? Why do you want to go? I did this for you. Don't you understand? He is a menace, and the world, our world, together would be so much better without him. Now, Professor, surely you don't mean that. I'm sure you're just frazzled. You get frazzled too, see? Yet another thing we have in common. We're practically perfect for each other. Oh no, that is no use, I assure you. That door won't unlock unless I want it unlocked. And well, if I'm being honest, I'm happy with you right where you are. Though you could be a little bit closer, if I'm being really honest. Oh, come, Professor. You should not be so frantic, especially with what's coursing through your system right now. I might have gone a little bit overboard with the drugs, but, well, I had to make sure it would work, you know. I finally have you here. After all, I couldn't waste this one shot. Now, that's a good professor. Sit down. Oh, your hair's fallen in your face. Here, let me get that for you. Oh my, you're every bit as soft and smooth as I thought you would be. I admit, I always imagined our first time this close would be under sweeter circumstances. But being with you, it's all that matters now. You'll see that soon. One day, Professor. Being here with me, being mine, it's all that matters. Now then, why don't you sleep for a while? I'll tuck you in nice and cozy. I'm sure you're feeling pretty tired right about now, right? That should have you up for a few hours, which should be long enough for me to find out about this supposed girlfriend of yours. Aren't you excited, Professor? We're so much closer to being together now. My gosh, this is the happiest I've been in years. Ever since that time we first met years ago. You don't remember? Well, how about I tell you when you wake up? And I go and make sure your supposed girlfriend won't bother us, okay? Good night, Professor. Sweet dreams, my love.